Would having a diplomatic mission there make sense? At least on a level of a chargé d'affaires, if not a full-fledged ambassador?
That is a possibility. I think it would mean that North Korea would open up a mission in Canada, and so that could be quite difficult to handle. I'm just thinking out loud. Certainly, countries like other G7 countries like the United Kingdom, Germany, Italy, all have very small, very modest missions in Pyongyang, and I would call on the ambassadors every time I went there, again to get a sense of what is happening. So again, as a modest start, one should have the ambassador to Seoul once again be accredited to Pyongyang, and have the North Korean ambassador. It was in the past the UN ambassador in New York who was accredited here, but to reconnect and start a very modest, but at a senior level, conversation with knowing full well what kind of a regime that you're dealing with. A tough one, but we continued to have diplomatic relations with the Soviet Union, notwithstanding the Cold War and the Soviet Union's existential threat to Canada. We continued to have diplomatic relations and with China even after Tiananmen Square. So you can only deal with regimes, with countries whom you may not particularly like, but you do have to deal with them, and that means having an ongoing diplomatic conversation. And who knows where that would lead, but it would, I think, be very positive.